You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 61. Floyd and Otis, brothers? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Christmas is just around the corner, folks. Hurry up and drop by, get your stuff, get it ordered so you'll get it in time for Christmas for your Mayberry fans. Got t-shirts, books, all kinds of great Mayberry stuff. The calendar for next year, we got that. Just drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and it's great to have you with me again. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show. And it's always a pleasure to just get to spend a little time talking with you. Now, this week, the name of the episode is Floyd and Otis Brothers. You know, there's an episode of the Andy Griffith Show where Floyd says, "Hey, you know, we're just like brothers." Yeah. One day I was walking him home, and he fell in a well. You know that story. Okay, so he goes through that, and we've heard that about him being brothers. Well, let me tell you something that happened to me recently, and, you know, I guess this is a mystery that we don't know the answer to yet, and I had never heard this. So let me just tell you, I've been looking around the internet looking for things to listen to. You know, I do my podcast, but, you know, I want to listen to other things. And I'd ask you guys before about what do you listen to? Because there may be things that you enjoy as an Andy Griffith Show fan that I might enjoy as well. Well, I had been looking around and I found a podcast, which is really an old-time radio show. And there's a lot of old-time radio shows that have characters and or actors that were on the Andy Griffith Show as voices on there. And, you know, Howard McNear is on a lot of them, Gunsmoke and things like that. Anyway, so I was looking around for other shows to listen to, and I ran across something called The Great Gildersleeve. Well, you know, I had heard about that, but I didn't know what it was. So, you know, I downloaded it and started listening. And it's one of those shows that you, when you first start listening to it, it's not just ha-ha funny jokes and stuff like that. It's more of a character-driven. And so I had already begun to believe that it was, wow, this is a lot like the Andy Griffith Show, a radio version of the show. It's not exactly the same, obviously, but it's got those characters, and the characters are what are making this show funny. And it was recorded, you know, back in the 1940s and 50s. So it ran basically from 41 all the way up to 57. It was on for 16 years, The Great Gildersleeve. And it was the, just so you'll know, is a tie-in to the Andy Griffith Show. Here's our first one. It was the considered the first spinoff program because it was a spinoff of the radio show called Fibber, McGee, and Molly, where Gildersleeve was the name, the last name of a lot of the characters, the support characters that lived in where Fibber, McGee, and Molly lived. And they were all voiced by the same guy who later went on in a spinoff to be The Great Gildersleeve radio program. Anyway, if you remember, Andy Griffith's show is credited as being the first television spinoff. So I know I'm stretching, but I think you're going to enjoy these tie-ins. Anyway, so there's a little tie-in. I thought, hey, this is kind of neat. So anyway, I was listening recently, and I noticed that two names used on The Great Gildersleeve that, you know, as an Andy Griffith Show fan, immediately, boom, you got it. Well, the first one was real easy because, as I said, there's a lot of support characters. There's The Great Gildersleeve. And then there are a lot of support characters, and one of their characters is named Floyd Munson. Well, you know, that didn't hit me as being anything unusual. Floyd is not that unusual a name. But Floyd Munson happens to be the barber in the town of Summerfield, which is where Gildersleeve lives. So his name was Floyd the Barber. Hey, that's pretty neat. All right. You know, but again, that wasn't that unusual because if you remember, on Leave It to Beaver, there was a Floyd the Barber. You know, that wasn't that unusual. Well, the other night I was listening, and there was an episode on called Sleigh Ride that was recorded back in February 6, 1944. And I was listening to that. And as I listened, they mentioned Floyd's brother's name. So I'm going to play this little scene for you. And the characters are Gildersleeve, Great Gildersleeves. His name is Throckmorton P. Gildersleeves. And in this clip, you're going to be hearing him and the judge talking to each other. And you'll hear their voices. And the judge is the older sounding voice that you hear. And Gildersleeve is the one. And when you hear Gildersleeve's voice, you'll probably have heard this on cartoons and things like that growing up. So here, let's hear a little clip of this. And I want you to listen to the name of that they use as Floyd's brother, which I guess the title of the episode already gave that away. But anyway, pretend you didn't know that and listen.
You must be getting into your second childhood, Hooker.
Now, listen, there's nothing childish about a sleigh ride, Gildy. Not if it's organized right. Get a sleigh somewhere, and a horse, some straw to sit on.
Straw? Gee, I can feel myself itching already.
Now, wait a minute. Just imagine the sleigh gliding along in the moonlight, bells jingling on the horse, and you and me sitting there snug in the back with a couple of nice girls.
Yeah. I see what you mean, Horace.
Yeah, I thought you'd see the light.
Yes. Say, Horace, you may have a very good idea there. And I think I know where I can get a couple of girls.
Well, I was hoping you would, Gildy. Anybody I know?
Eve and Leela. As a matter of fact, I've been meaning to do something for them. Yes. A sleigh ride party would be a very thoughtful little gesture.
They'd love it.
If I ask them, they will. But where the dickens can we find a sleigh? I haven't seen one around here in years.
No, don't worry about that. You know Floyd Munson's brother, Otis?
Sure.
Well, he's got an old sleigh out of his place. I'm sure Floyd could fix it for us.
Would that mean we'd have to take Floyd along?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Floyd's not a bad fellow, of course, and pretty good barber. But the girls might think he was, well, you know.
Maybe if we talked to him, we could tell him to watch his step a little, mind his P's and Q's.
If he tried to act high tone, he'd be even worse.
Well, he'd get to feeling comfortable pretty soon.
Yeah, then we'd have to watch out. You ever got started on one of his barbershop stories, old brother?
Oh, there you had it. Floyd Munson's brother, Otis. Well, when I heard that, I was like, whoa, whoa. I had to rewind my iPod a couple of times and listen to that and see if I'd heard right. So Gildersleeves, Gildy is what they were calling him, and Judge Hooker, which was Horace, is who they were talking, the two of those guys, they mentioned that Floyd the barber, his brother's name was Otis. Wow, I thought, man, can this be a coincidence? Good grief. Those names are just like on the show. So I started looking into it a little bit, and I recently saw Jim Clark and Ken Beck, and I asked both of them about it. Well, Jim said, well, you know, that's not unusual necessarily. Maybe some of the writers from the Andy Griffith Show also wrote The Great Gildersleeves. I thought, hey, that's a good idea. So I started checking around. Well, I couldn't ever find a connection in that regard, but you will remember, or you may remember, Andy has often talked about the fact that while the town of Mayberry is set in the 1960s, because that was when it was actually filmed, it was really developed as a feel for a 1930s or 40s situation. The way the town ran, the situation around the town, it was supposed to give you a feel for the 1930s or 40s. Well, The Great Gildersleeve, as I said, this episode was from 1944. It's very possible that Andy Griffith listened to this show as he was growing up. And he remembered some of these characters. And so when it came time, maybe he did that. Well, I can't say that for sure. And it's going to take a little more digging. So that's an assignment for you guys. If any of you are really good detectives, maybe you can find out if this was something that may tie together. But here's what I did find. As I kept looking, I found out that the person who played Floyd on Gildersleeve, his name was Arthur Q. Bryan. Well, Mr. Bryan, turns out to have been also the voice of Elmer Fudd on the old Warner Brothers cartoons. Wow, you know, I didn't know that. Here was another tie-in. When he passed away on November 18th, 1959, guess who took his place doing Elmer Fudd's voice? Hal Smith, Mayberry's own Otis. So he did the voice of Elmer Fudd after Mr. Brian passed away. So, you know, I can't say for sure what the tie-in between the towns of Summerfield, which is on Gildersleeves, and Mayberry might be. But hey, there's enough there for us to keep looking at it. And I thought you'd find this interesting. I also want to encourage you, if you like the Andy Griffith Show, like I know you do, and you've got time, you're going driving around the car, maybe you want to download a few episodes of The Great Gildersleeves. Now, again, it's one of those you've got to listen to three or four episodes, and then you start getting knowing all the characters and understanding. Gildersleeves was a single uncle raising his two children, his two niece and nephew, not his children, kind of like Andy raising Opie by himself. And he had a housekeeper that helped him, and it was a black lady, but she was the one that helped him raising these children, kind of like Aunt B to some extent. Anyway, it's very similar, and I think you would enjoy it. There'll be links to The Great Gildersleeve and other things in the show notes. And, you know, sorry this isn't all Andy Griffith Show, but you see the tie-ins that I was seeing, and it's very interesting to me, and hopefully it'll be at least kind of interesting to you. So that's about all I've got tonight. I want to encourage you to email me, call me, whatever you prefer, whatever your communication method is. I'd love to hear from you. I've heard from several of you recently, and I want to thank you for that. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can go to Facebook, and you can go to facebook.com/2chairs. Leave notes there. There's all kinds of ways to get in touch with me, and I love hearing back from you because, you know, like I said before, this is a two-way communication. You know, I'm talking right to you right now, and I enjoy hearing back from you. So, folks, that's all I've got for tonight. So you guys take it easy, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast.